Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Ballard is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Jim is a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of What's the Rush, which is one of my favorite books, and the outstanding book Mind Like Water, among many others that he writes. Jim is one of our top balance experts in our Brain Trust. He's the guy who helps us gain and maintain balance in our lives. And sometimes he talks about love. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, Jim, let's talk about love.
love in the workplace.
I love how you played Mountain of Love just before.
Oh, yeah. You remember that song? Don't
you? Yeah.
That was a great one. So what do we need to know about love in the workplace, Jim?
Well, you know, the season that's just ending now, you know, we talk about the feeling of it.
Right.
Even sometimes I think I saw a movie where a couple of brothers that were in trouble, one of them was reminding the other one, you remember the Christmas feeling when we were kids? This is like that. We got to go and meet this guy because it's like that.
Right.
And, you know, we all have a feeling that goes along with this season because there's more of it in the air. It's in the water.
Right.
And my question this morning is, why should we go back to business as usual? You know, looking out for number one, because we all have a capacity to absolutely burn through all the problems that we face. And it's that paradox that you get ahead by putting others first.
Mm-hmm.
It's called riding the horse in the direction it's going, because it's very ironic. Love, we're products of it. We become ourselves. We play along with our nature when we dispense it.
It is our nature, isn't it?
It is our nature.
As human beings.
Because the media helps us forget it, because, you know, the bad news gets the ratings, and so we're always looking at the underbelly of humanity. But movie directors like Frank Capra, you know, It's a Wonderful Life, Mr.
Oh,
Smith
yeah.
Goes to Washington, and
a Miracle. I don't know if he did this one, but Miracle on 34th Street. That's a great story.
Right, and all of those are about this feeling that happens when you go against what everybody else believes and you put yourself out there in love. Writers like Og Mandino wrote bestsellers about it, and Tim Sanders, who is the chief solutions officer of Yahoo, wrote a book called Love is the Killer App, and
mm-hmm.
It's a great book.
Right.
And it's so something so simple and easy, but we forget it, is that in business, you get ahead by helping other people get what they want.
Right.
And compassion in leadership is really the key to success.
Jim.
Yeah.
I created. I have something I call the Jim Blasingame Laws of Aggregation, and there are three of them. And the first one is successful managers. The most successful managers are the ones who learn how to subordinate their own ego and aggregate the success of others for themselves.
Great.
Don't just try to be successful yourself. Try to help other people be successful, and then aggregate their success. And if you can do that, then you'll be wildly successful.
Isn't it fun? Doesn't it make you feel good to say that and talk about this stuff?
It does.
You have to
care about people, though, Jim. You have to give a damn about other people first.
You have to get yourself out of the way. You know, you mentioned about ego, and my friend Ken Blanchard, who writes books about this stuff, too, he says that ego stands for edging God out. And really, God is love, you know, so you're edging love out. You're getting in your own way. Because we become ourselves, like I said before, we become our own nature when we ride that horse in the direction of love. When we go against it, there's problems.
Well, one of the things that I like to think about when I try to think about some of the things you're talking about, Jim, is a device that the cavemen discovered, and that's the lever. You know, one of the most important words that we can have an understanding of is the word leverage. I mean, if you're not capable of doing what you're talking about, Jim, you don't have much human leverage. It's really all about you, and you know, as individuals, we're not very good levers.
I know, yeah.
But if I can bring you into my circle, and you can bring me into your circle, and we can get other people, and we actually all care about each other, and care about the success of each other, that's a pretty powerful lever, isn't it?
It's true. You know, Paramahansa Yogananda, that I'm always quoting, said that if you're in business and you're competing, there's 100 other people in your city that are in the same business you are, and you're in competition, you have 100 enemies. But if you're out to help them win and cooperate with them, you have 100 friends.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking about, I was talking about Tim Sanders and his book, Love is the Killer App, and he's on timsanders.com. He's got a thing called the L-Factor self-assessment. So, if your listeners could go to timsanders.com and take the L-Factor self-assessment, they can find out how high their likability factor is. It's kind of a fun one.
I think Tim's been on this show before. I'm pretty sure we've had him on the show before. But, you know, Jim, what you just did, see, folks, well, you may not have noticed this, but what Jim just did, he didn't even think anything about it. He didn't realize. He is so much a student of what he's talking about, so much an applier of what he's talking about. Jim, you didn't even realize you just did what you're talking about. You gave other people someone else's website instead of giving us yours. Instead of saying, go buy my book, you said, go buy this other guy's book. That's what you're talking about. You didn't even realize you did it.
Hey.
And you're on an astral plane of love, Jim, that I aspire to.
Oh, come on. You know, I want to tell you that I have a friend who teaches here where I live in Amherst at UMass.
Right.
And she's a psychology professor, and she asked me to come in and do a class, in a huge class. She has 300 kids in it, and it's called Cruelty and Kindness.
Hold on to that thought, Jim. We've got to take a quick break. We have to do a little business here. Folks, don't worry. Plenty of love on the other side of these commercials. But don't worry. We're not going to hold hands, and we're not going to sing Kumbaya. Stay with us. We'll be right back with our good friend Jim Ballard.
The trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low.
Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need
that's what I want. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Jim Ballard, the author of What's the Rush? Actually, on that book, it says James Ballard, but on Mind Like Water, it says Jim Ballard. It's one of the same people, by the way, folks, and he's our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. And Jim, we thank you for the good 2006 you helped us have, and we look forward to having a good 2007 together with you.
You know what I wish you, Jim, and all your listeners, is luck. And
luck.
What I mean by that is L-U-C-K, love, understanding, compassion, and kindness.
I like that.
And you are the guys that what I wish you is to give those things. Because we have the capacity to absolutely realize ourselves by not looking for love, but for giving love, because what goes out comes round. And when you're a leader, when you're a business person, Carl Rogers said, that which is most personal is most general, meaning that if you can get close to what most melts you and appeals to your own heart, that's going to be true of everybody else. And most real kindnesses are about the small stuff. You know, I gave this class that I was starting to mention about.
Oh, yeah, you were telling us about that.
In kindness, and I put down a bunch of uns, and I said kindness criteria are about the uns. It's unrequired, it's unrequested, it's unrequited, it's unnecessary, it's unacknowledged, a lot of times it's unconscious, where you don't look for what's in it for you. We showed a little video about how that worked, how the ripples go out in your life from the little things you do, and how when you do things from the heart, they come back to you. And that was a very interesting experience for me, because I was trying to give kids how to develop kindness. And I said, first of all, hang around kind people. If you can find somebody who's kind, spend a lot of time with them. Secondly, if you're like me and kindness is not part of your nature, I told them the story about becoming a hospice volunteer, and we were sitting around in the first class and telling why we were taking this to become hospice volunteers and work with dying people. And everybody had stories about how hospice had helped them, you know, when they had a dying parent or loved one.
Right.
But when it got to me, I said, you know, I don't have those stories, but I'm doing this so it can change me. I'm not a volunteer type. I'm not a giver by nature, but I want to go up against that. And I know the secret of that, fake it till you make it. So I've been doing this for 9 years now, and every time I go out, I learn from the people that I work with that they give to me. So another way is, if it's not your nature to be kind, you know, volunteer, be a big brother or big sister, do something that you don't want to do. You know, every time they call me up for a new volunteer, you know, can you take this? I mean, for a new patient, this little voice in the back of my mind goes, I don't want to do this, you know.
Well, yeah, Jim, you know, I'll stop a minute. I'm going to clear something up right here, folks. All this part, this business, this nonsense about Jim not being a giver, not being a kind person, that's all baloney. He's just being self-deprecating. That's a bunch of nonsense. He's one of the nicest human beings I know. And, Jim, I don't want to hear any more of that. But I do want to come back to what you said a minute ago about things radiating from the heart. You know, one of my favorite passages in the Bible is from Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament. I think it's chapter 11, and it's this: cast your bread upon the water, and in time it will come back to you.
Yes.
I love that verse, and that's what you were talking about. I like the way you said it. You said it in the 21st century vernacular, and that is radiate things from your heart, and people will give it back to you. I think that you know, it is human being, it is the nature of human beings to have this tension between wanting to be gregarious, wanting to be with other people, wanting them to be happy and feel good and to do nice things. I think that's our nature. But you talked about going up against something a minute ago. We also have to go up, that has to go up against our ego.
That's
what we were talking about earlier, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's always this tension. I think every one of us have that thing inside of us that says, you know what, this is the right thing to do, but I don't want to do it.
And when you go up against it, you win. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I want to leave. I know we're almost out of time here.
One minute.
There's one quote that from Paramahansa Yogananda, who was a man who really, in my world, was a master, and was like Jesus and Muhammad and Socrates, all those great ones. And what he said was, if you knew how much and how deeply you are loved, you would not be able to stand it.
Wow. Say that again.
Something in us knows that that's the truth. If you knew how you are loved, you would not be able to stand it.
Wow.
And if we only get that, then we can give it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you get what you just said, it actually becomes more our responsibility to do it.
Sure.
Because you're not supposed to be just supposed to be a recipient, folks. You're supposed to be a benefactor too. Hey, Jim, Happy New Year. Thank you for being here. Thanks for all you do for us.
I wish you luck.
You too, sir. I wish it right back.
Bye-bye.
Quick break, right back with Steve Martin. I'm Jim Blassingame. I wish you luck too, folks. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Inspect. Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.